Nationwide, the number of newly unemployed is at the highest level since the Gulf Coast hurricanes hit 3 years ago. But only a third of Americans without a job collect any benefits. For those who do, the amounts they get vary a lot from state to state. From member station WBUR in Boston, Kurt Nickisch reports.
North of Boston, just over the Massachusetts border, lies Salem, New Hampshire. That's where Jay Thompson is riding up to the third floor of an office building. The elevator's mahogany panels and Persian rug make Thompson look very out of place in his threadbare gray tank top, revealing a few tattoos. He's here to check in with a temp agency, but like they told him last week, there's no work for him.
Basically, I'm going to go home next and have some soup. So
I'll be calling you, Jay, if anything comes in. All right, bye-bye.
Thompson got laid off a month ago. He's a forklift operator, and sales at the company he was working for part-time are down. Now Thompson's left to live off checks from the unemployment office. He keeps the statements in his car as a constant reminder. After taxes, he gets $103 per week.
So, when you see that amount, what do you think?
Ouch. Ouch. I mean, I'm barely cranking by my bills. Visa's about ready to kick my butt. My financial status and my credit's going down the toilet.
To try to make ends meet, Thompson has moved in with his brother and sister-in-law, but he still can't quite make it on about $400 a month.
Yeah, and two of that goes to my brother. Plus, I gotta buy food. Plus, I gotta buy gas. And I'm single, but it looks like I'm gonna stay that way because I can't afford to take a girl out. I mean, and that's killing me. I'm 43 years old and I'm having a hard time. I'm having a real hard time. It's just very difficult.
It would be somewhat less difficult if Thompson lived and had worked in Massachusetts, like Olga Hartzavalos. The out-of-work bookkeeper is in a fast food restaurant just over the border from Salem in Lawrence, Massachusetts. Hartzavalos pays under $2 for her order and then asks for extra crackers.
I like chili. I like it because it's a filler-up.
Hartzavalos got laid off last month, the same time as Thompson. She was making right about the same wage he was, but she's getting about $700 a month in unemployment.
Yeah, well, that money can go towards gas, utility bill. One or two utility bills.
The rest of her bills she pays for with child support from her ex, help from her Greek immigrant parents, and her teenage daughter, who works at a donut shop. Hartzavalos thinks she can eke it out.
You have to synchronize, organize, prioritize everything, and, you know, that's how you can make it.
How well you can make it really depends on the state. In Massachusetts, you don't have to have had a job as long to start getting benefits. You get them longer, almost a month more than every other state, and you get more money. The average weekly benefit in Massachusetts is $90 more than the national average. All that adds up to more stability for the state's jobless.
People don't have to, you know, immediately dump their house on the market or immediately leave. You know, I think there's clearly a societal benefit.
Steve Poftak researches for the Pioneer Institute, a Boston think tank. Even so, he says the relatively generous benefits here have come at a cost to competitiveness for many of the state's businesses. They pay the highest rate in the nation into unemployment. Poftak warns against raising benefits beyond where they are now.
There are limitations on how strong you can make that safety net before it becomes a disincentive. That's a tough thing to talk about at this period of time, but I mean, that's the reality. The point of unemployment is to be a safety net. It's not really meant to be a wage supplement.
That different states have different safety nets is a hard reality for Jay Thompson, the out-of-work forklift operator from New Hampshire. He's sitting in his car outside the Salem Career Center, waiting out a downpour to go inside.
On $100 a week, it's hard, but there's so many people out of work that a government don't really have a choice. They have to do what they have to do. They have to have these guidelines. And I kind of agree, but I kind of think it sucks. You know, it really sucks.
Thompson just hopes that by the end of the year, when his benefits would run out, that the downturn will have ended and he'll have found a job. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch.